I was trying to think what to talk about. There's lots, and I always have things to talk about. I'm lazy. Let's just call it what it is. I'm lazy. Let's roll it.
Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Now, I was just saying, I'm lazy. I think that's what it is. This last year, and this is going to be true for everyone, this last year has been, it's been a challenge. It's been like a Monday every day, a challenge to get out of bed and to stay focused. And I've noticed this with other creators. They're... creativity is weak. I know mine is. And I think mine is weak because I'm lazy. Now, I was at the gym this morning, so I'm in my gym gear. I'm trying to get back into something normal. It's been a long winter. Where does this go? What are we going to do? You know, trying and wanting to be creative and continue to do my podcast, and I'd like to get back to doing it 3 days a week. It just seems when you're stuck at home all the time, your life is very mundane. And there's only so many stories we can talk about sitting on your couch. I mean, it's like been pulling hair to get to do the podcast because I don't know what it is. I don't know if I just don't have a direction at the moment. I had a phone call yesterday from Nathan's group that he goes to, and they presented me with a problem, and I was like, I don't have an answer for you because I don't know. And it feels to me that's what this podcast should be called. I don't know, because I don't know right now. I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. It's almost like I'm lost. Maybe. I don't know. There's things I want to do, and then it's easier just to be lazy. And I'm actually wondering, now, this isn't going to ring true for everyone. There's a lot of people out there that have not been affected by this global thing where they're working, they're doing their job, they're doing their thing. Yeah, they have to spend a little bit more time at home, but their day-to-day hasn't really been interrupted drastically. Now, for someone whose day has been interrupted drastically, like myself, it makes it, I don't know. I said I'm lazy. I'm not actually really lazy. It's probably the opposite of that. But I just find that everything's squashed. Your hopes and dreams. I feel like I'm walking down an old dirt road with nothing to see. Just flat, smooth, flat land. Trying to be more creative. And I haven't been watching the news. Like, I have not watched the news. When I shower in the morning now, in the bathroom, I turn the HomePod on to one of the local news radios. And I'm not always getting news. I'm getting more talk show, talk host type entertainment, I suppose. And there we go again. And I was talking to a friend. I just feel mundane, blah. I don't like being blah. Maybe blah is a good place to be right now. Maybe just taking five, chilling, really do some soul searching, try to come up with something new. And even at that, I got nothing. This is going to be a really nothing podcast, maybe. I don't know. Are you feeling that way? Have you felt that the last 12 months of your life has been, I think there's probably at least 5 billion people on the planet that probably feel the same way. It's just been, what is going to be the next normal? Where do we get our creative stories from? Where do we even work? I don't even have time for anxiety because It's take the kid to school, bring the kid home from school, make lunch, do nothing, make dinner, do more of nothing, then go to bed and start over. I even work. You know, it wasn't that long ago I was actually complaining I was working too much, just before Christmas, because just the way things were, and that in the hair industry is kind of normal to be busy. And now it's gone to the complete opposite. We went out on Saturday night for my birthday. I was out with three friends. In the restaurant that we were in actually had a solo live music, but it felt right. It felt normal. It felt good. And maybe that's where we all need to get back to, feeling like that. And the weather doesn't help. I know, you know, we're all in the middle or coming to the end of winter. The weather here is starting to turn. You know, it's sunny today. It's cold, or cold for here. I think the high is 5 Celsius for today, but it's sunny. That's a lot better than what we normally get at this time of year, which is cold and wet. It does make you feel like getting out and doing some gardening, maybe taking the mountain bike out. I just feel that I need to be out doing something to create some new stories, to have new creativity. Now, going back to the gym, I guess maybe I got into a rut with my back being sore, not going to the gym really, the Roadcaster being down. And I think I fell into a rut over the last, you know, 6 weeks or 7 weeks where I'm not doing the podcast because I didn't have the right equipment. I wasn't going to the gym because my back was sore. Maybe I was using those as cop-outs. Work has been quiet. And it's just like, we need to change. We need to change. So going back to the gym. Now, something I really love about doing at the gym, I've been kind of falling in love with the rowing machine. And it, unlike a treadmill or like a bike for cardio, I get off it with all this energy and enthusiasm for the day. And then it's slowly ended. I'd like to get back to that 5 days a week at the gym. You know, I think that's something I'm going to have to actually really push myself for, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then maybe Friday after work. Maybe getting back in exercise, maybe getting out and doing some walks will get me back in the mood to do things. And I, like I say, I have always have lots to talk about. This lately, I've just been in a rut. I think winter, those other things I described, this thing that's going on, there's no end in sight. Like the switch wasn't flipped for 2021. Like, poof, we're all back to normal. I think some people thought that's exactly the way it was going to be. It didn't turn out that way. Even looking at the U.S. media on Washington, it's been pretty bland. With Donald Duck gone, I mean, there's still some talk, you know, some court things that he has to go through, which should make for entertaining media. But the new president, Sleepy Joe, I mean, he's living up to that. He's living up to that nickname. It's pretty quiet. Is it the quiet before the storm? Or do things take a real nosedive here for summer? I just hope our summer's long and hot. Not maybe so many forest fires, but long and hot. And people can get back out mingling and doing the things that make humans human. I think the staying at home and not being out is not being much fun. And I've talked to a few people that are like, well, just give it to me. Let's just get it over with. I can't do this anymore. Or the shot. And that seems to be, you know, taking its time. And I've touched base on this before. You know, we're probably another year of this. And then what is going to be the next future? Where are things going to go? Now, I'm a creative person. I like to be creative. I like to do, whether it's hair or, you know, other forms of creativity, like the podcast. But even taking the cameras out and doing some, you know, handheld vlogging or filming or photography. And really, I love walking around the city, not this city, the big city next to us, and doing photos. But even I haven't done that in a year. I think the drone's been up once in a year. I think that's bad on me. So reflecting back on myself, trying to come out of the funk I've put myself into, and I think, like I say, being lazy, it's more of allowing something to allow me to be lazy, which isn't doing anybody any good. There needs to be a hop in my step, some excitement maybe. Excitement will be fun. Getting back to the gym and the hottie at the gym, and that's, I don't know what episode that was. That was one of the first podcasts. Even the gym has been boring. I haven't seen the hottie, and I'd like to. She had a great ass. That's another conversation. But at home, it's the same thing. The three of us just, we kind of all go to our corners and do our own thing. I feel like a road trip's needed. That's what I've been feeling like for a while. I feel like we need to do a road trip, put everybody in the car, pick a destination and go. Maybe that would create some creativity. Maybe just being home so much, it's been really mundane. Getting out on the road. And British Columbia is one of the beautifulest places to see, and not capitalizing on it or taking advantage of it. What direction do you go? Do you go to Tofino? I would like to go. Now I can get excited about Tofino. I could actually do a lot of podcasts on Tofino. Or do I go the other way towards Banff, Radium, Fairmont? That's a beautiful region in BC. Areas that I grew up in. Not directly, but within short travel distance, and did spend a lot of time in Radium and Fairmont as a kid growing up at different times through the year. Or is it a road trip north? Now, I've been all over the north. I'm not a fan of it. I mean, it's beautiful country. Maybe it's time to head back north. Now, my daughter, unbeknownst to me, my ex, relocated her and our daughter to the Great White North. Is that the next road trip? I just feel it's time. Snow, no snow, winter, no winter. I think it's time for a road trip to get away. Get the three of us out of here. Maybe the island. The island might be a good place to go at this time of year, even though it's going to be cool and damp, versus driving into snow and cold. Are you feeling this way? Is it just me? Am I the only one struggling with all this? I don't think I am. I think if you're listening to this, you might relate to it and go, yeah, I'm feeling that way, Coralie. What are we going to do about it? What's Coralie going to do about it? How's Coralie going to get excited about something? I can get excited about a lot of things lately. Nope. I think a road trip is exciting. Nathan keeps asking me, when are we going camping? He goes, I want to go camping. So I think he's kind of feeling the same way. It's time to get out of the house, Mom. It's time to go do something. It's time to go have fun. And I said, well, camping's 4 or 5 months away. We're going away. The same place we went last year, Blue Lake, with the same group of people. People that are in our social bubble. So we're kind of okay because we're all seeing each other. We were all out for my birthday. We'll be all out for Nicole's birthday in May. And then we'll all be camping together in July, and then doing Eve's birthday in July, and then finally rounding out into the fall with Tara's birthday. Now, I'm not sure Tara's camping with us. It would be great if she did. But I know Eve and myself, Nicole's probably an 80% for sure. Tara's a 10% for sure. But getting out and creating some stories, creating some content. Now, you know what? It's not even about creating stories and content. It's about creating good mental health. And I think maybe that's where my mental health is off a little bit. I don't think it is. But you know, when you get lazy and you start laying around and you don't really have the energy to do anything, that can be a form of depression. I wonder if there's going to be a clinical term for the depression that comes from the back end of this global event. I'm sure there'll be somebody with a big name for this. And I've talked to others. They kind of feel the same way. It's kind of bland. I don't want to feel bland anymore. I was looking at e-mountain bikes. I love my mountain bike. As I get older, though, I can see the advantage of spending the money on an e-mountain bike. That a little extra bit of power to ride up the mountain so you can come down the mountain or even breaking trail. But not working in the capacity that I've worked in the past, then that becomes maybe unobtainable. Maybe that too bothers me. Things that I would normally do financially, things are squashed due to global events. And then I'm not the only one feeling this. And I also know there's people out there spending tons of money on things because they've had the free time to use up the money they've been banking on or they've made in investments or real estate or whatnot. It's going to be an interesting summer. I'm looking forward to it. I feel it's needed. I feel a road trip is definitely in the future. Maybe even nearer than the summer. You know, March break comes. I don't know what this province is going to do, if they're going to tighten our restrictions for spring break to force us all to stay isolated back at home. It kind of feels that's what's going to happen. Obviously, the more we spread around and go and do things, the more likely we have a bigger problem. We have a new variants that are scary. Maybe that's the other thing, too. It's not like it's gotten better. You know, we've kind of come accustomed to the situation that we're all living in. Now we have these new variants, of which are much more contagious. It almost feels like we're reliving last year all over again. It's kind of like that movie Groundhog Day. Same time, every day. And that cycle has to be broken. This is crazy. We're human. We like to be out and doing things. All of us. Oh, actually not all of us. I'm sure there's some that like to stay at home. I just thought I would share my mundane day, my thoughts on things lately. Wanting to be back to being, you know, doing the podcast 3 times a week or even two times a week with the video. Getting back into that regular routine, that regular schedule. I think it's something I'm really going to have to push myself for. I'm really going to have to get back to writing down my content on the iPad so that when I come into a show to talk about, because I am a scatterbrain, for those of you that listen, every time a podcast comes out, you're probably going, okay, she's a scatterbrain. Yes, I am a scatterbrain in my thoughts. Even when I write things down, sometimes I jump ahead of myself and have to backtrack. But that's what makes me me. And it's kind of funny even listening back to my own podcast. I'm like, what the hell were you thinking, Coralie? But getting back to that good conversation, it's time. You know, and there's a few things that I do want to do some investigating on with weather phenomena, current weather situation versus past weather situations back in the early 70s, some things that I've heard I'd like to do my own research on and maybe bring light to this. And maybe that's something I really just need to focus. My master bedroom closet is pretty full with master bedroom closet things. But I've been thinking it's time to go through that. And I get like this in the spring where I start getting rid of stuff off to the thrift store clothes. There's a desk in there. I think I'm going to remove the desk, put a wood counter up, move the office into the bedroom, into that closet so I can close and lock the door. It seems like an odd place to work, but I think maybe it will give me a chance to do more focus and I'm staying away from the living room and the kitchen and actually put some energy back into Coralie for a change. I don't know. I have to make a change in order for things for me to get better. Not that things are bad. I just don't want to stay in this rut, this not creative, not doing anything, boredom. I hope you're not being bored. Maybe the podcast is boring you to sleep. Maybe you should listen to this in the evening, folks, at bedtime. Do you have problems sleeping? We have a solution for that. Just listen to Coralie's podcast. She will put you right to sleep within seconds. I don't think it's that boring. Anyways, they just had to talk about something, and that lack of creativity seemed like a good thing to talk about. Maybe the next podcast, we'll actually talk about something useful. Maybe it'll be a little more exciting, a little more entertaining, so to speak. Anyways, bitches, we love you. Peace, love. Namaste.